If you think of DNA like a twisted ladder, each rung on the ladder is made out of two little compounds called bases stuck together. If even one of those rungs gets copied wrong, and there are billions of them, it can have serious consequences. Say, which kind of tuberculosis you get.
For example, distinguishing multidrug-resistant TB from TB that is not drug-resistant.
That's Georg Selig, an assistant professor of electrical engineering at UW. He helped come up with a simple way to detect those genetic flaws. First, you order up some synthetic DNA designed to match the strand you want to test. This turns out to be not that hard.
You basically send an email to a DNA synthesis company and you say, hey, I'd like the sequence ATCG, blah, blah, blah. And the next day they send you a little test tube.
Then you graft in a dye that actually glows when the homemade DNA and the specimen bond. If there's a mutation, they don't link up right, and there's no glow. Selig says it's straightforward enough that it could be used in places without a lot of money or fancy labs. It might give doctors a clue as to how to treat diseases like drug-resistant TB or even some cancers. The findings are published in the journal Nature Chemistry. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.